There is an old saying that I know you know, actions speak louder than words. Some people attribute this saying to Abraham Lincoln because he used it in a speech in 1856, but it's actually much older. I found sources crediting it to an anonymous author in Boston in 1736. Actions speak louder than words and are more to be regarded. And to an author named Gershom Bulkeley in 1692, actions are more significant than words. And to St. Anthony of Padua in a sermon from 1200, actions speak louder than words. Let your words teach and your actions speak. I also found many other variations. Well done is better than well said, Benjamin Franklin. The superior man acts before he speaks and afterwards speaks according to his actions, Confucius. Pay less attention to what men say, just watch what they do, Dale Carnegie. Being all talk speaks volumes about you, Frank Sonnenberg. A tongue doesn't get things done, Amit Kalantri. If your actions don't live up to your words, you have nothing to say, Deshaun Stokes. You do not write your life with words. You write it with actions. What you think is not important, it is important what you do. Patrick Neff. Actions speak louder than words. All companies say they care, right? But few actually exercise that care. Simon Sinek. And finally, actions speak louder than words, but not nearly as often. Mark Twain. Throughout many different centuries, obviously, in many different ways, many different people have said nearly the same thing. What you do matters. And to be honest, that's the same thing I'm hearing both in today's reading from James and in the reading from the Gospel of Mark. Perhaps with James, it's obvious. Be doers of the word. Just hearing the good news is not enough. Hearing what Jesus teaches, James is saying, hearing what God wants for us and doing it are not the same. Or more in line with the words of the old saying, speaking about Jesus' teaching, speaking about God's love is not the same as doing God's love. Jesus' own words from the Gospel of Mark from today's reading are a bit different, but today what I'm hearing is much the same. First of all, Jesus is talking about defilement. He's talking about what makes a person unclean, unholy, distasteful to God. To use the traditional theological category, he's talking about what makes a person sinful. That is, separated from God, from God's will, from God's way of being. And what Jesus says is this, it's not the thing one eats, it's not the religious rituals you observe, it's not your religious practices or lack thereof, which separate a person from God. It's what comes forth from you. It's what you produce. It's what impact you have on others that reveals you to be close to God or far from God. Now, I understand that what Jesus is saying is something a bit different from actions speak louder than words, but I'm hearing it similarly. That old saying means that saying you believe something, saying you will do something doesn't really mean much if you don't do it. To me, Jesus is saying something similar. It's what comes forth from a person. It's their actions that separate you from God. Saying religious thoughts, religious traditions, religious rituals like the hand washing that was in question in that moment. Religious rules don't mean much if you're not living your life in a way that creates good for others. If you look at that list that Jesus gives as the place from which evil, sin, separation from God comes, immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, deceit, treating others as objects, insulting others, arrogance, foolishness, what do they all have in common? They're all related to treating other people badly. They're all about doing wrong in relation to other people. They're all about using and abusing others for my own gain, my own satisfaction, my own benefit, my own ends. There are all ways in which we love our neighbor less than ourselves. So maybe Jesus is going a step further, a level deeper than the old saying, actions speak louder than words. Maybe he's saying, talking about doing good, talking about loving God, talking about following me, talking about loving your neighbor is not the same as doing it. Maybe Jesus would say, actions in the service of my neighbor speak louder than words about serving my neighbor. Which brings us to the question, what do faithful actions in the service of my neighbor look like? What is Jesus calling us to do? What does it look like to be a disciple of Jesus? In one sense, I think that question has a different answer. In every time, in every situation, in every context, for every person. What you, each one of you, will be called to do, to take action, to live out God's love, to follow Jesus, to serve your neighbor in this coming week, will be different from what I am called to do this week. What we, this community of faith, St. John's, is called to do will be different from what any other community of faith is called to do. And yet, we're all called to do the same thing. Love God through loving neighbor, through following Jesus. So maybe we end this sermon, or maybe better yet, I'll say we start each day reminding ourselves of who Jesus is. Not so much by what our church traditions say about who Jesus is, but by looking at what he did. Maybe our discipleship each day, maybe every time we fall short and start over, maybe every step of our journey should begin by looking again and again at Jesus' actions, at what he did. Now let me say as an aside, of course Jesus' words are part of his actions. Teaching, explaining, calling people out, calling people to God, giving directions, those are all actions. The old saying, actions speak louder than words, doesn't mean that words are never important. It means empty words about taking action instead of actually doing it are not worth much. Clearly, speaking up for justice, speaking up for the oppressed, the weak, the marginalized, the broken, the poor, the disadvantaged is action. Calling out injustice, calling out the abuser, the uncaring, the mean, the hateful, the violent, that is action. Proclaiming that God loves all people is action. Words, deeds, decisions, choices, indirect or direct action, it's still action. Empty, meaningless acts done only to impress or fool others or impress or fool yourself. Those are the inaction that I think the old saying talks about. So circling back, we start maybe each day by seeking to discern our own call to love God through loving neighbor, through following Jesus, by reminding ourselves of who Jesus is. Jesus was peaceful. He was radical, calling for change throughout the world. He was nonviolent. He was revolutionary, proclaiming the reversal of power structures in the world. He hung out with outcasts, the undesirables, the looked down upon, the unvalued, those whom others marginalized. He never declared people unlovable. He never proclaimed hate. He never advocated for violence, for torture, for armed conflict, for hurting others in any way. He called out greed and power mongering. He called out the wealthy who didn't use what they have to help others. He called out those who tried to put a price on God's love and those who declared others to be unlovable to God. And yet he never demonized or declared unlovable anyone, not even those he called out. Jesus never asked for religiosity. He asked for compassion and empathy and forgiveness and service. There's no story of Jesus turning away anyone who asked for help. He sent his disciples out to proclaim that the reign of God is at hand, to change the world, to call people to change their hearts, to cast out evil, to heal and anoint others. He said that the nations, the peoples and powers of the world are judged by whether or not they help the poor, care for the sick, are kind to the incarcerated, welcome the stranger. This is who Jesus was. And friends, this is the good news. Actions speak louder than words. God has acted. God has acted to show us that we are forever and always beloved. And we in turn are called to act, to love God through loving neighbor, through following Jesus, through modeling our actions on His every day. Amen.